And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking about the issue of suicide. And with us, we have Bob White, who is the ATCA Director of Prevention Programs and the YES Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County's Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. And Michael, we were talking about the problem here in Tuolumne County, and I was wondering what we're seeing statistic-wise versus the state and nationwide.
Right. Nationally, the rate of suicide is 14 per 100,000. California is lower. It's about 10 per 100,000. And these rates are on the rise. But in Tuolumne County, it's four times that number. And that twice, one more than the national average would be alarming, or any suicide is alarming. But to be four times the state average is, you know, begs this type of attention to the issue.
Shocking to you?
Definitely.
What are the people that you're talking to telling you, the people who are contemplating suicide, what is contributing to this explosion?
It can be a relationship problem. It can be substance abuse. It can be job loss. It can be any significant change. It can be stress, and even sometimes good stress can lead to someone feeling overwhelmed. It's a multifaceted issue.
And we often refer to suicide as a crisis of hope. And we, in our trainings, we will say to people that the odds are at some point in your life you will experience a crisis of hope, you know, where multiple factors might kind of inundate you all at once. And someone that is experiencing a crisis of hope may have thoughts of suicide. Not that they will, but that they may. And so this is why it's important for us to be able to train people to be alert and aware to our friends and neighbors that might be having those thoughts of suicide, and to intervene early to get them help.
And what is each one of your agencies doing to help combat suicide? Kathy, you had mentioned the Sandy Hook Promise recently was launched at area schools. Tell us about that program and what you're doing.
Last fall, I attended a California County Board Association's meeting with the entire Tuolumne County School Board. And while we were there, one of the parents of one of the victims of the Sandy Hook incident that happened a few years ago came as a speaker and presented what was called the Sandy Hook Promise, which was a four-part program to help support schools specifically in implementation of programs to help promote connectedness, inclusion, identify lonely students, to remove stigmas around social isolation, and to create safe environments for schools. They wanted to work more on the preventative side of harm to self and others rather than on any kind of legislative action. It was very empowering. It was gave us a real focus. I met with Bob White actually right after that, like within 2 weeks. And from that, we've worked with all of our county schools. We've worked with law enforcement partners, district attorney, our ATCA partners, behavioral health as well. This fall, we are working directly with Sandy Hook Promise. What was nice to hear is the California Department of Education recognized the power of this program as it was moving in throughout California and has adopted it itself as the statewide example. And it's starting off with a program called the Start With Hello program. And it's a curriculum. It's a very easy to implement curriculum that our social emotional learning coordinators are helping facilitate in all of the schools. It's directed toward teachers and other student peers to work directly with students to teach them about that classroom culture of connectedness. In the spring, we're following up with another program called the Say Something Anonymous Reporting System. And that's the really critical piece. So out of this work we're doing with the Start With Hello, these groups called the Students Against Violence Everywhere Save Clubs, which are embedded in their student leadership groups, in their ASB groups, in the EPIC Coalition, that's another partnership with Public Health and ATCA and some other partners there. We are deploying this second part, which also helps train students and staff about how to say something if you think that someone is going to harm themselves or harm others. And so that would be, what are the signs that you look for? And then how do you report in an anonymous reporting system that's safe and provides an instant connection to whatever resource needs to be provided? So that was something that we put in place just this year. The fall will be the Start With Hello, which has already been rolled out at many of our school districts. And in the spring, the anonymous reporting system will be rolled out, in addition to lots of other things, because we've recognized this as an issue a long time ago. The state of California passed AB 2246 in 1718 that requires suicide prevention training in grades at minimum 7 through 12. They encourage it through all grades, and Bob's organization, ADCA, has been instrumental in making that come out. We have received 2 years ago a Learning Communities for School Success program, which has provided mental health clinicians in schools, especially for students in crisis, to support them and their families in those moments when they need someone immediately to provide support. We have a lot of initiatives going on in our schools right now, but it's all a multifaceted approach. So it involves a lot of our community partners, and it involves all of our school districts.
And Bob, at ATCA, what kind of programs can adults find in?
Yeah, what we offer is what people may not know is that the YES Partnership was founded in 1986 as a result of several teen suicides in our community. And so for the last 30 plus years, the YES Partnership has actively been involved in trying to promote suicide prevention in our community. Recently, we've received a grant from Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department through MHSA funds that allows us to do trainings specific to helping people to become alert and aware to suicide, and then to connect people with thoughts of suicide to someone that can keep them safe. And then the other part of that grant, and Michael referred to it earlier, and that's the stigma that is often associated with suicide. And one of the things that we're trying to do through the programs that we do is to help reduce that stigma. We know that one of the drivers of suicide is maybe shame that people have. And one of the things that I've learned in my work with this is that if you're in a group of people and you were to have an honest conversation with them, that almost everyone in that group could talk about being impacted in one way or another by a death by suicide, whether it's a family member, a friend, or just someone that they looked up to who died by suicide. And so the things that we offer are the trainings, really specific. We do an alertness and awareness training. That's our Safe Talk training. We do an assist training. That's applied suicide intervention skills training, which actually trains and equips someone to do a suicide intervention. So you've identified someone that has thoughts and they come to you. Now what do you do to keep that person safe? And so we train people to go through a model that we call the PAL model, Pathway for Assisting Life. And the idea is that they enter with kind of the sense of hopelessness, and then they exit the model with a plan to keep that person safe. And then also another program that we offer is a Survivors of Suicide Loss support group that is led by four people in our community who have experienced a suicide loss. And then they meet twice a month, 12 months of the year. And I've been told that it is a very effective group. The people that have experienced a loss find that they have a lot of comfort and support from that group.
And Michael, we're going to give you a chance to answer this question, but we're going to have to take a quick break here. And once again, our guests include Bob White, who is ATCA's Director of Prevention Programs and the YES Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. And Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small, and we will be right back.